What has been described as the biggest proposed global acquisition this year, the bid by U.S. telecoms giant AT&T for Time Warner, has a check angle with the deal set to give its new owner control of the biggest Czech commercial television group centered on flagship broadcaster TV Nova. Chris Johnston has the details.
AT&T announced the deal, estimated to be worth around $85 billion, just before the weekend, and it's already stirring up a political storm in the US. This is how AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson described the move.
Today we announced an agreement for AT&T to acquire Time Warner, the global leader in media and entertainment, with terrific businesses like HBO, Warner Brothers, and Turner. The media and communications industries are converging. And when it comes down to it, premium content always wins. It's been true on the big screen, the TV screen, and now it's proving to be true on the mobile screen.
With its digital phone lines and millions of subscribers to paid-for movies, sports and other services, the grab for top-quality content, such as Game of Thrones maker HBO, the deal has a pretty clear logic in the US. But it's already come under fire for threatening to give AT&T a dominant position in the media market, which could allow it to squeeze its competitors. The Czech angle to the massive deal stems from the fact that Time Warner is already the biggest shareholder in Central European Media Enterprises, CME. CME was created by US perfumes millionaire Ronald Lauder, with Czech TV Nova its first venture into the Central European media landscape in 1994. CME quickly expanded to cover six Central European and Balkan countries, though TV Nova remained its flagship operation and its main cash cow. But the expansion also brought a lot of debt, and Time Warner has gradually increased its stake in CME to now total 47% of the voting rights, with Time Warner also underwriting further loans to CME. That financing, already expressed in non-voting shares, could easily boost future voting shares in the Central European media empire as well. The US competition worries about this deal focus on the fact that one massive telecom company could discriminate against its rivals on the burgeoning digital entertainment market. In the Czech Republic, while TV Nova has gone down the paid-for avenue with subscription sports and film archive and other material, traditional terrestrial television is still its bread-and-butter market. And while TV Nova buys its share of blockbuster US films and serials, it has over recent years relied on prolonging the life of its traditional locally made Czech hits, like the hospital series Ordinace ve Růžově Zahradě or pub-based serial Ulice, to keep its local audience share high in the top 40% range. HBO exists in its own right as a paid-for film channel in the Czech Republic. Ironically, though, in many cases, it's been public broadcaster Czech television rather than its commercial rival, which has won the first Czech TV rights to HBO's worldwide hits. The Czech Republic's big three telecoms companies have branched out into digital entertainment, but while they have the infrastructure, they are for still the most part buying the big content.